Government and territory. Canada is a constitutional monarchy. The Queen of Britain is also Queen of Canada. It is a member of the Commonwealth. Canada occupies the top half of the North American continent, and it stretches from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. It is the second largest country in the world after Russia. The capital city is Ottawa, and other important cities are Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Whitehorse, Calgary. Canada has plenty of lakes and rivers, and it is covered with forest land. It is a land of vast open spaces with thick forests, high snow-covered mountains, and broad plains. The most important rivers are the St. Lawrence and the Mackenzie. All these rivers form huge lakes along their courses, such as Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. Weather. Most of the people live in the south because the northern part is frozen for much of the year and too cold. But contrary to popular opinion, Canada is not always cold. In fact, in the south, near the US border, where the major cities are, temperatures approach 30 degrees in summer. People. The native inhabitants were the Indians in the south and Inuits, Eskimos, in the north. The Inuits, which means the people, were nomadic and generally lived in small groups, fishing seals and whales for their meat and skin, and hunting other animals, such as bears, for their fur. During the winter, they moved on sledges and used kayaks to travel on water. One of their typical homes was the igloo. Today, most of them live in houses in the cities and are no longer nomadic. Their children go to school and probably prefer a hamburger to seal meat. Today in Canada, there's a population of 30 million people. Language. There are two official languages, French and English. Only Quebec is a bilingual state because in the past it was a French colony.